treatment. It could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Hour number two of this show on Thursday, December 5th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by the extension of the Black Friday sale for Missy, My Pure Health Solutions, Fat Burning, Weight Loss, and Health Restoration Program. You have today and tomorrow to simply go to the website, truckerrandyhealth.com, schedule a free consultation with her. You don't have to start the program. You just need to be confirmed as a consultant appointment, and you'll get $500 off the program plus 30-day supply of stem cell patches. If you don't have the ability to go to truckerrandyhealth.com, you can give them a call at 269-964-4044. Again, 269-964-4044. Text me, Missy. I'll send you the information. Just schedule a phone consultation. You'll get the $500 discount and the patches when you start the program. You can start the program in January. You don't have to start them right away. So text me, Missy, and you'll be able to take advantage of the discount. Again, Governor Gretchen Whitmer made fixing Michigan roads a priority on the campaign trail back in 2018. Folks, over 6 years ago, she continued while on the campaign trail, ran TV ads, radio ads, mailers, elect me and I'll fix the damn roads, quote unquote, was her campaign slogan. However, after winning election, taking office, she proposed a 45 cent a gallon increase in the fuel taxes here in the state of Michigan. The public couldn't afford that. We went nuts. We contacted our state reps, our state senators. She was dealing with a Republican-controlled House and Senate. We talked to Lee Chatfield, the Speaker. We talked to Mike Shirkey, the Senate Majority Leader. And they basically conveyed to the governor, no way. Not going to happen. So her proposed plan, her tax hike, failed soon after she took office. And no long-term replacement plan for revenue was adopted to combat the annual deficit. Okay, the only reason they had a deficit is because it's being mismanaged. They got enough money. $9 billion a year in MDOT's budget. But it's not being managed right. They're using the wrong materials to repair the roads. They're using the wrong materials to resurface the roads. And it's completely top-heavy in management at the top. Do you know MDOT has over 10 managers that make more money per year than the governor? 10 top-level management people in MDOT, Michigan Department of Transportation, make more money per year than the governor of the state of Michigan. Unbelievable. Well, we're going to continue this story because they've got some interesting numbers. We're going to talk about it. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step, walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231 800-288-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Talking about the conditions of the roads, a report just came out 2 days ago. Achieving better pavement conditions has been an issue in Michigan for decades. You think? Using the Pavement Service Evaluation Rating System, PASER, roads are assessed a numerical number, 1 through 10, disintegrating extensive surface distress roads get a 1. Newly constructed roads, brand new, get a 10. Federal aid eligible roads have to be evaluated every 2 years. While non-federal aid roads don't have any requirement. So again, if it has an I, a US, or an M in front of it, that gets federal funding. Money from Washington, D.C. Dave Ageman, when he was chair of transportation, told me it was a 4-to-1 rating agreement with Department of Transportation in Washington. We put up a dollar, they put up four. That's how it's done. Meanwhile, local roads doesn't have an I, a US, or an M in front of it. You're on your own. However, both of these type of roads, federal aid eligible, non-federal aid roads, were included in this year's annual report. Technically, from 2023, the next one is expected to be done in the summer of 2025, this coming summer. Not only that, but it will also include the factoring of the 2023 and 2024 ratings. Well, there's a map that includes the latest road grades from 2023's report. On this map from MLive, you can actually zoom in and see the rating of the roads in your area. Hover over a road to see its PASER rating. Number of lanes, the surface type. Zooming in either further, a location will increase the size of the space between roads, making it easier to identify city and townships. Now, one thing you have to understand, the majority of southeastern Michigan, solid green. Southeastern Michigan, from my experience of the counties and the map, I'm going to say this goes up through probably the northern tip of Oakland County. The entire region of southeastern Michigan is solid green. There's a couple of red dots here and there, and there's a couple of yellow dots. But basically, if you stand back and look at this map, southeastern Michigan has got the majority of the green. Even with the new road paving projects we've had up here in northern Michigan, once you get north of, I'm going to say West Branch, up I-75, exit 212, looks like about there. Red starts popping up everywhere. All of the surrounding areas of Traverse City, outside of downtown, quite a few red dots in Otsego. Well, actually, this is probably Crawford County, just south of Otsego, heading up toward the Mackinac Bridge. Numerous red dots all over Presque Isle County, all over Emmett County, our Antrim County, and the surrounding areas outside of downtown Traverse City. Red dots everywhere. Same with the UP. We are not getting funded here. I'm going to say, actually, the old famous line I learned from Jason Allen, former state senator, the Hicks and the Sticks north of 46. That's where the majority of the red dots are. You can see it clear as a bell. I'm gonna pull up my camera on my phone right now. I'm gonna take a picture of this map. Click. Okay, I got the picture. If you would like to see the red dots, the yellow dots, and the green dots, just text me Rhodes. Just text me Rhodes, and I'll send you this picture of this map. You see what the problem is, folks? We have a governor that doesn't give a dang about Northern Michigan. She cares about Detroit. She cares about Lansing. That's it. She does not care at all about Northern Michigan. Why? Population. Where do the votes come from? This is exactly what is wrong with the road industry, MDOT, and government in the state of Michigan. Roads is one of the three constitutional requirements of Lansing. The way that road repair, construction, bridges has been set up in the state for so long is absolutely the most corrupt, mismanaged, waste, fraud, and abuse bureaucratic department we have in Lansing in state government. It needs a bulldozer to come in and demolish it. And here's how you do it. This is so simple, I can't believe somebody hasn't figured this out yet. You get rid of MDOT. You eliminate it. You fire all the employees. You sell off their equipment to local county road commissions. And you give the money based on three things. Population. The number of license plate registrations and the absolute finite definition of poor roads at the county local level. If we've got worse roads that are non-federal aid roads compared to, let's say, Detroit, we would get more money, slightly more, based on population and license plate registrations. That's how you allocate the $9 billion and you make all 83 counties responsible for fixing the damn roads in their county. I don't care if it's a federal aid road or a non-federal aid road, a local road. I don't care if it's a road, it's your responsibility. You then make all of the road commissions electable. Not appointed. electable by the people. Right now, our county board of commissioners appoint the members of the road commission. That's absolutely wrong. I don't trust my county commissioner and the other four county commissioners. We have five here in Antrim County. I do not trust them to hold these guys accountable to fix the damn roads. I want the people who have to drive on the roads to elect road commissioners. Make the county road commissions responsible. Absolutely eliminate this monstrosity known as the Michigan Department of Transportation. Again, if you want this photograph, just text me roads and I'll send it to you. The majority of the red ink here in northern Michigan, northern lower peninsula, and a huge amount of red in the UP. There's a small little cluster of red in the southwest corner that's down near, like, just east of St. Joseph. The county, or the state line, excuse me, between Indiana and Michigan. A couple red dots in the tip, the thumb of the mitt. That would be like around, let's see, Saginaw Bay area. Saginaw, that cutoff slant away from the bay, Saginaw Bay, when you're on I-75. That curve, that hard curve to the left when you're heading north from Detroit. There's some red there too. But the majority of it is right along the I-75 corridor going all the way up to Sault Ste. Marie. Pockets all over the place in the UP. They don't care about us, the Hicks and the Sticks, north of 46, pure and simple. The governor, Gretchen Whitmer, and MDOT. So the system has to be changed, pure and simple. When you go in and you click on this MLive article and you zoom in and actually see townships, you'll know whether or not you have bad roads, good roads, poor roads. It's all listed there. Here's the other thing. According to MLive, more state and federal funds have been put back into Michigan roads under the current administration more than the former governors Rick Snyder and Jennifer Granholm. But most of that was the result of one-off investments of state and federal dollars that have since run the course. COVID money, other things that came in from the feds, well, she funneled it into the roads. The state legislature has commissioned research to assess whether a new funding system would be beneficial. Studying options like toll roads or a pay-per-mile system to replace Michigan's current fuel tax. However, in the meantime, Michigan is without a long-term funding solution that accounts for the growing popularity of electric and fuel-efficient vehicles, which is lowering the effect of fuel tax revenue. The very precise mandate, agenda-driven Governor Gretchen Whitmer